It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. And a special edition right now, the show has the women of Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
Filling in for Craig Wasserman and Mr. Christopher Wright. Other than that, Mark and I are here holding it down with you guys, and we have a very special guest with us today, David Dinnenberg?
Sometimes.
He's the founder and CEO of Kind Pay. We're going to get to him in a minute, but I just want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. Mark, what's the phone number they can call us at?
800-420-1980.
Janae, what is it?
It is 1-800-420-1980.
I didn't know Janae had a backup dancer, but that was really cool.
She does. You want to see my moves? You want to feel my effects?
Power and numbers.
I love all the Cali effects we have there. Ladies, where can everybody follow you guys at? Tell them.
Well, you can follow only the only one, the Skitty Queen, Janae.
And, of course, Christine.
Christine's fire, like my logo.
And, of course, the show is at Cannabis Talk 101, at pot underscore brothers underscore at underscore law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw. Dog Blue is at one Christopher Wrights. And I am at Joe Grande 52. If you want to see a lot of pictures of my kids and family, please follow along. I'm Mr. Family Man over there. Dave, this is kind of cool right here as we bring Dave on from Kind Pay. I got to give another shout out to our other buddy, David, who introduced us.
Absolutely.
Who I just FaceTimed with. Is his mic on loud enough? Get closer to the mic. Act like it's the girls.
So just all
get
right. Real,
there you go. Where you're only touching with your lips. Just like Christine did right there. He's at Kind Pay, or Get Kind Pay, excuse me, Get Kind Pay is on Instagram, and the website is at getkindpay.com. Kind Pay is a closed-loop payment system that allows consumers to make cash-free mobile payments. Kind Pay is accepted at approved retailers nationwide.
Christine accepts all of that.
Exactly. Available now on the Apple Store and Google Play and wherever we just got a little beep from. It might be me that's beeping right there. I hope mine's turned down. Anyhow, who talk to us, David. How does this thing work? We've heard about these. We've seen about them. I dabbled in it myself for a minute. What's the latest and greatest, and who's beeping over here? So go ahead.
Well, it took me a long time just to convince you alone, right, to have me on and talk about this today, because most of the things in the industry today from a payment standpoint are gimmicks, is a lack of a better term for it. My company's worked 7 years to bring this to market today. And the way we look at it was the only way to really solve the problem in payments in the industry is also to solve the banking problem at the same time. And if you can bring both of those pieces to the puzzle, you know, we'll give ourselves a great chance to impact the industry. So long story short, Joe, to answer your question, we bank the industry through our banking partner, Herring Bank, out of Texas. Anyone with a cannabis license is free to reach out to us and apply and fill out a merchant application. If you're approved and we haven't turned anyone down, you know, then you get a true commercial bank account, right? Online banking, we have a cash pickup management system that, you know, you don't have to go to the bank or drop off anything. We'll pick it up for you, make that deposit. But at the end of the day, it's the consumer experience.
So it's interesting. You said you haven't turned anyone down. Does that mean there hasn't been any applicants that were deniable, or you just haven't have been fortunate enough to not turn anyone down yet?
That's a great question. So the bank that we partnered with has been in the space for over 5 years. They have about 600 marijuana-related business accounts already, which in our world is a lot. So they have compliance buttoned up pretty good. If you've have the ability to get a license, then you've already gone through that.
We have a license. We may need to talk.
You should talk.
But it's all about like money and I like Kind.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you for that. But really, fundamentally for us, it's about the customer experience, right? Cannabis, when you purchase cannabis today, it's a two-stop shop process, right? At some point during your trip to the dispensary, you're going to an ATM, whether it's at your own bank or whether it's someone else's bank or whether you're actually using the ATM in the store. You're paying money.
Or you're taking it from your parents' wallet and you're just going over there.
Taking it from your partner's wallet.
One or the other. There's always that too. You know what I mean?
Cash is king and you got to find it, right?
Exactly.
So whatever you have to do to get the cash, you have to do that before you get into the store.
Or you go in Janae's bra. I think she has $500 sitting in there.
She usually does. That's where I go as soon as she falls asleep.
You don't have it in there?
No, not anymore.
That would definitely break our business model. That would change our business model for sure. But at the end of the day, you download an app, right? Apple Store, like you said, Google Play Store, like you said, and you enter some information, we verify a phone number, we verify your email. Unlike the other guys who are out there in the space, we only ask for your last 4 digits of your social security. You scan the back of your driver's license, which everyone does in the cannabis space to get into the store anyway. And then here's the cool part. You get to add value to KindPay, right? You make a deposit into the KindPay, and we're able to use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or any bank debit card.
So as you say, make a deposit. So I just want to further go through this. I go to get the app. I download it. I could upload money into my account, and now I can use that money, whether I want to use my credit card or whatever I want to use on that app, which is phenomenal if I want to use my credit card, which is great. And then I go to a dispensary, pull out that app, and pay with my app?
100%. It's like, I'll use this analogy. You ever buy Starbucks with your phone? Ever buy coffee with your phone?
Yep.
Nope. I'm just kidding. All the time, every day.
Every day, 6:15 a.m.
Everybody else was nodding their head yes.
And not only that, people who don't use that app are fucking stupid because
you get
reward. Exactly. You get stuff. That being said, what do we get for using yours, Dave?
Well, wait. There's two different things going on here, I think, right? You've got the consumer who's going to walk in.
Yep.
And then you've got the businesses that are getting on the app in their capacity. So right now we're talking about consumer.
Consumer right? only, so correct.
Let's stick with that.
Let's break it up.
I got questions about business.
I think we're leading into the business part because now I go to the business part, Mark, where I think you're just aligned right now, and I go to use it there. That being said, the business then would have to be a participant of Get Kind Pay in order for me to use it, correct?
Sure. So what happens is, If a business is interested, so right now we're in 3 states and 25 stores in a closed beta. We'll be breaking beta by June 15th or June 30th at the latest, right?
You said you're in 3 states and 25 stores.
Correct.
Currently will accept. If a consumer has it and walks into one of those stores, they would be capable of accepting
correct.
Whatever
probably the well-known store everyone probably knows is Harborside.
Yeah.
Oakland.
Yeah, we have all 3 stores.
That's one of the biggest ones out there. That's a great store.
Mr. D'Angelo.
Correct.
Yes.
And, you know, listen, Harborside.
They generate a lot of money through that store.
Harborside was the right customer for us because, you know, they treat cannabis as a true retail business, right? You walk into their store, you could be in Bad Bath & Beyond for all you know.
Now I'm not, if I'm not Harborside.
Here comes the lawyer.
Obviously.
Here comes the lawyer.
I hope he goes hard on you.
Hey, Harborside is Harborside. I'm sure the vetting went as far as you had to go or what have you. But what does that process look like? Somebody, hey, I want to do it. I have this license. Here it is. How far does the vetting go to make sure that this isn't some underground operation trying to launder money?
And not only that, if you're wondering why the hell would Mark say something like that, this game has been out there for so long and so many dispensaries have been bamboozled Mark saying that, don't feel like Mark's just being a dick. B, wow, that's kind of a harsh question. No, this is out there if you're listening to the show going, this happens all the time at dispensaries.
This is my life.
He has the right to shut the fuck up.
No, he can. I'm sure he's gonna answer.
This is my life every day.
Yeah.
Mark's question to me is the question that's asked 15 times a day to me and is our biggest barrier to a sale, which is, how are you doing this, right? Now, I'm not going to give away all the magic sauce here today. But big picture, Mark, here's the answer. If you're a business and you have a license, you already went through a state vetting process, right? So you're probably pretty much a good person at that point. We ask for...
you had good people get the license for you.
Either way.
But it's there.
You have a license.
Yes.
And you have someone on the license who's real. Yes. Whether it's you or not, I can't answer that question.
Correct.
Okay, fair.
I like that.
Okay. So, you know, listen. It's not that complicated. You, the bank will request your license, your operating agreement, you know, just usual business accounting paperwork, right? I would say that...
Anything to get a merchant account, for God's sakes. You're getting a merchant account.
You're getting a merchant.
And if you're doing business, this is the stuff you have to provide.
Actually, we're not giving you a merchant account. You're doing better than a merchant account. When you get approved through our bank as a business, Mark, right, you're actually getting a fully transparent commercial checking account at this bank.
Huh.
Okay.
Do you have to do that? If you're the client, I'm the merchant.
Yes.
Do I have to get a bank account with Harry Bank out of Texas first? Is it Harry?
Herring.
Do I have to go with Herring?
The answer is yes. However, we do not ask for an exclusive banking relationship. So your KindPay transactions will go into Herring Bank. And if you have, which most people don't, but if you happen to have a very good banking relationship, you are free to take the money out of Herring and bring it into your operating account.
Well, you can just open up that account and then put another account in there and transfer that money over from bank to bank, which is federally approved banks, which is nice and simple to do as well. So if you're doing that, that's an easy solution to
We don't ask for exclusives.
That being said, I open up my account with you, so all my processing now goes through Harrington Bank and this app that comes on.
So I'll explain it to you. You get approved, right? It takes about 10 days to get approved, right? Just it's due diligence. It takes 2 business weeks. You get approved, and then you get onboarded. What does onboarding mean? As of today, right, you use an Android tablet. You download the app from the Apple Google Play Store.
Is this the consumer or the customer?
We're doing the business right
okay.
now.
Okay. The business does this?
So it's tablet-based for the business, right? It's very simple. Every associate, you know, we have different levels of security. So your sales associates have, everyone has a PIN code. Your managers have, you know, higher authority than the sales associates do, or any way the business wants to structure it, quite frankly. And that's really it. You're using the tablet to basically scan a QR code on the consumer's phone is what you're doing. Now, also, I would like to say that we just, our API just became public last week. We're in testing right now. So we will start our integrations with point of sales, e-commerce, delivery systems. So therefore, Mark, you won't have to use the tablet necessarily. We'll have a fully integrated system for you.
This right here is David, the CEO of KindPay. GetKindPay.com is the website. When we come back, David, I got a big question for you.
Ask.
We're going to ask him.
Ask him.
What do you do when it gets shut down? It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this. Well, we're back, folks. And I can't help but Janae wrote down this question for him. She goes, ask that bastard, what are they going to do when they shut down like they shut down the other dispensaries I was working at? Thank you, Janae, for that question.
Yeah, thank you, Janae.
So those who've been in this game and seen this dispensary to dispensary, mm-hmm. Mark kind of alluded to it when he asked, which the illusion is.
Sure.
How proof is it to not get shut down? Because you're not the first pony on the block to do this, David. I'm not trying to be a dick or not. I'm just saying. So how reliable and how long has this lasted, first off?
We've been in business. We've launched a product in March, so 90 days.
90 days. Has it ever been shut down yet?
No.
90 days shut down. Previous to the 90 days, did you guys do a launch and it get shut down at all from trial and error and anything else?
No, and that's the stigma, not only of the industry, but of banking and payments. So I can tell you why we won't be shut down if you'd like to.
I was going to just ask, well, why not?
Because, let's cut right to the fucking point, man. Let's
not
go.
Only that, Dave, because that's the thing, right? Because we've seen, as we're in this industry, and I start up talking, like my first introduction to this guy right here, Mark Wasserman, was a call from my boy Gary Archer from the Bay Area, because I was doing the PPI debit processing from Foddy over here there. It got shut down because of this. It's this, what you're doing is different from that because of the bank relationship now out of Texas. So tell me, how is it different that it's not going
to
get shut down?
So I'll start with a question to you. Tell me a product like this before that was partnered with a financial institution.
Well, there was Lynx that was before that was out there.
Lynx was a money service business, and they were holding the money.
And not, I was going to say, not connected directly to a bank, but you're connected to a bank out of Texas, which then makes it a little difficult for everyone to swallow as well if I'm in California. If I'm in Texas, maybe that's good because I can walk in there. But if I'm in California, how can I walk into this bank?
Okay. Well, there's really some popular banks in the market today. You ever hear of Chime? Chime only exists online.
Actually, I have not.
But. Okay, well, Chime, there's this new world of banks.
And once again, I don't want to be a dick. I just got to ask the questions that are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You
know wake
I mean?
Up.
So yeah, we want the audience to know that we're not going to sit here and be like, oh, look at this, look at that. Give us the nitty gritty.
I'm going to give you the answers.
Because Janae wants to know.
I'm going to give you the answers, especially to Janae.
All right, great.
So here are the answers. It's a bank grade product. It was co-developed.
Say that again? A bank grade?
Bank grade product.
Okay.
Bank security. It's quite frankly a bank app is what it is. Okay,
that makes it nice. I
well,
like that.
No, it makes it secure and it makes it FDIC insurable and all those different buzzwords. But more importantly, in big picture, banking. Everyone has everyone reads headlines in this industry on banking. Banking cannabis is a risk tolerance profile. Period.
And everybody's looking for that solution. So you're saying you have even a solution to give merchants that have a cannabis business a business to have an account at this bank.
I mean, let's be realistic. And
first off, that's what you're saying.
Let's answer the hard questions. The hard questions are, yes, if you are a licensed dispensary, you will receive a fully transparent, compliant, FDIC-insured bank account. 100%.
And then the customers themselves get a bank account.
No, the customers have a application.
So what happens is, and here's the reality, Mark, the lawyer's asking the right questions. When the consumer downloads the app and verifies who they are, and they go to enter their social security and their driver's license, we're actually doing a background CIP check, okay? Which happens when you go into a bank. Our CIP process takes about, did you try the app? Takes about 4 seconds.
I did not yet, but okay. Go ahead.
About four seconds.
I'm liking this, though.
You get
I like the fact that they're doing the social security stuff. I like this because then it verifies they're 21 and overall. The other stuff,
there's
that's
no,
key. I like
listen,
this.
But I'm going to finish.
Wait, let me finish. I've been in this space for 8 years. There's no bullshit here, okay? Honestly, I've waited 8 years to bring this to market because I would only do a fully transparent legal deal. Because the last thing I'm going to do or my company is going to do is come to market with a product that, quite frankly, is a disruptor and has the chance to really make significant impact on the industry and clean it up, right? And then be put out of business when federal legalization happens or whatever. This is a solution. This is a product that has longevity. But to come back and answer your question.
Yeah, so where did it go?
You pass CIP, you enter your payment mechanism just like you do at Starbucks.
So
right?
So like a credit card.
Fine.
And I'm put $500.
Fine.
That's just like you do on your Starbucks app.
Wait, but here is the material difference to every analogy you've used already. That $500 is held in your name at Herring Bank. I don't touch your money.
No, hold on. So like Starbucks, when I do that, where is it being held?
Well, see, Starbucks, you're buying coffee, it's legal, right? What they don't tell you.
Oh,
it's that you're buying coffee.
No, I understand. I understand.
That was a great question.
This is important.
That was for my brother.
Where does the Starbucks money go that I put in a Starbucks at?
It's very,
Starbucks,
it goes
asshole.
To Starbucks.
Yeah, you fucking dummy.
But,
are you a lawyer or
listen,
an idiot?
Let's be very clear.
But hold on.
You're not buying coffee with a credit card.
Right, correct.
You're not.
And so the money is being held by the bank, not in an account by the consumer that now has a bank account at that bank or
the latter. So basically that you have an account at that bank that's FDIC insured.
The consumer.
Yeah. I
mean
if you called the bank and said I wanted a checkbook, they'll send you a checkbook.
Understood. So then what's happening is you've got all these consumers have their bank account at this bank. You've got all these merchants are getting at this bank, and that's where it's all. It's all being held same place.
It's called a closed loop system.
The bank, right? And the bank is like when I go online and transfer from one account to another, I can transfer to my account to my parents because we're in the same bank.
Can I hire you?
They have different accounts,
you?
And boom. I mean, there's the risk level. I understand where that's kind of unless. Some shenanigans by some guy who gets through the whole vetting process, which,
that's
obviously there's going to be people trying to do that crap. But I understand it conceptually that, all the money's going right here. It's held here. I like it. And people can walk in without having to go to the damn ATM machine that's in the corner that charges you $7.
If you grab my phone for me, I'll show it to you.
I have a question, too. So
please.
Does the bank back your money?
I'm sorry?
Does the bank back your money?
Yes. FDIC.
I think
I heard,
right? Yes. Yeah. So up to how much?
It's another great question, right? Yeah. Because there's so much bullshit in this industry and there's horror stories that have taken place. Links is a great.
How could a bank back money that is not federally legal? How do they do that?
Because it's state legal. You are adhering to your state law. The bank has mitigated their risk and understands their risk internally and has made the decision to bank the cannabis space.
Okay. It's a ballsy move by them. It's a very bold, and I love it.
I like
love
it.
Them for doing
like it.
Listen, I will tell you firsthand that I've probably spoken to in 7-8 years, let's just use the number of 1,000 people claiming they can do this, from a banker to merchant processing guys, right? And
we've had so many big guys just walk into our office.
Every time I get on the phone with these people, I say, great, I either want to talk to the president of the bank or I want letterhead on the bank's name saying they know what we're doing. And that's when every conversation ends. This bank is unique. I mean, listen, I don't know what else to tell you.
What about
H-E-R-R-I-N-G, Herring Bank? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What about
a lot of locations?
What about if Herring Bank gets slapped though by like what happens there? Then?
Great question.
So Herring Bank's been.
I show up and slap whoever slapped them.
Hired again. I'm filling up my HR department today. You know, Herring Bank
Christine's
has been
a good hire, by the way.
They've been banking cannabis for over 5 years. As I said, they have over 500 MRB accounts. As a financial institution, you get audited every year by the federal government and your state banking commission.
That's good.
I mean, it said it took you 8 years. How long did you think it was originally going to take you when you first started?
Yeah, that's another good question. Well, listen, I'm an old real estate developer from the East Coast and decided to change my life. I'm not sure I decided or the market decided, but either way, we changed our life and we moved our family out here. And the reality of it is...
Welcome.
Thank you. It's all about, here's what I learned. It's all about mitigating risk. That's what, most of life's all about, right? It's what all of our businesses are about. And So we got into the software side. We do seed to sale. We started at seed to sale because I had this crazy idea that if I knew who was buying it, how much they were paying for it, where it was, inventory was right? No one's out the back door with their products. Then I could probably convince a bank, right, that I have this linear line of data. Let's take it a step further. That idea didn't go great, right? There were a lot of banks that were still incredibly hesitant and didn't really want to pay for additional compliance. So we kept going with our seed-to-sale software. We also got into the government space. We became partners with Microsoft. We're the only Microsoft true partner in the marijuana industry in the world. And now we regulate the state of Rhode Island, and we're the only guys who can use Microsoft Azure. So we've proved ourselves, and we set ourselves up, I believe, to be here for a long time and to survive legalization, right? It's the only way, in my opinion, if you're starting a business in this space, is to do it the right way, foundationally, right? It's not all about clients and revenue. It's about foundation, making sure you're doing things the right way, and then grow into whatever you're trying to grow into. So as we were doing software, as we were regulating states, I kept talking to banks. I kept talking to whoever I could talk to. And actually, one of our investors, as he was preparing, one of Dave's friends, actually, Joe, I was talking to him, and he was like, so what do you really need for KindPay to work? And I said, I need a bank ready, willing, and able to bank the space. And he's like, I got someone for you to talk to. And I spoke to the owner of the bank, and he's like, listen.
And was the owner out of Texas as well?
Yes.
It's just funny. Crazy. That exactly. That's my point, Mark.
Cowboys. Like, Cowboys.
They barely allowed CBD.
That is my point.
You go to jail for a joint.
And how is this bank so ballsy to do that when you could serve time for having cannabis there with THC, but yet they're taking that money? And when you look at these locations and everything, they're all over Texas. It's not one or two fucking branches, dog.
Well, they're also in Oklahoma and they're also in Colorado.
Oh, and Kansas, I see too. Campus employer locations in Kansas. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's is going big in cannabis.
Big. Right? We have 10 beta clients there right now. Yeah, for sure. Trying to answer that question though. So it's compliance, it's due diligence, it's taking your time and doing things the right way. And it took that long because it took that long. I mean, look who's in the market today, right? I don't want to name names. I try to speak very highly of competition. We are, I can confidently say, we're the only payment system out there right now that you have the ability to add value or make a deposit into your account via Visa, MasterCard, or just using credit cards in general, I should say. I apologize for that. And that's the way of the future. That's the way of the world. That's how, you know, look
at
Venmo.
It is the way of the future, but it's just funny because
I have a question.
We all know it's federally illegal. So to use Visa, MasterCard on a credit card, it may make people go, what do you mean? That's federally illegal.
But we're not purchasing cannabis by using a credit card.
You're putting money into an account.
Yeah, there's no miscoding here.
And I get that. That's what I'm saying. That's what's so dope about that.
But it's not a gimmick.
That's the work. I know. And I just want the people to understand and explain.
Thank you.
Because I think that that's the workaround that makes it good. Because it has to have a workaround, folks, because you can't buy cannabis with a Visa, MasterCard, but you can this way.
I have a question.
And this is the way you do it.
I have a question. If I'm loading my bank account.
Yes.
With $500.
Thank you, Mark. Yes.
How much am I being charged to load in my $500?
That's zero. There's no cost to the consumer.
Awesome. So that's now you're using your credit card, and instead of going and getting a cash advance, and they're going to charge you 50% on the cash advance on the credit card.
That'd be terrible if it's 50%, but yeah.
They charge $10, $20 sometimes, for sure.
Or whatever. Yeah. Now you're taking a credit card and virtually doing the same thing, but not getting charged for it, putting money there, and now I can go to a cannabis place and use it. Or I guess not just cannabis, there's other retailers, stores, whatever.
Our goal is to have, I'll use the term traditional retail, use our payment mechanism as well. We're talking to e-com companies right now. I mean, excuse me, my personal goal and our company's goal, you know, look at the market today, right? You want to do curbside, you want to get a delivery, you want to go in the store, you got to talk to somebody. You got to pay.
Well, delivery services should be using this as well.
They're about to. But my point is, I want to take e-commerce and make it real. I want someone in their home to be able to purchase whatever they want to purchase and prepay it and have it delivered, or walk in the store and get your bag, or come to the curb and let someone drop it off to you.
Well, you guys go grab your bag right now because we're going to take a break. So take a hit, get lit. We'll be right back. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101. Mark and Craig, the Pop Brothers at La Blue, and Big Joe Grande. And we are here with the lovely ladies of cannabis.
The woman of cannabis.
The women. I'm sorry. Whoa.
You just get confused. With two girls, you know, and Mark's sitting in between them right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm actually surprised, Dave,
lovely
that he's
ladies
been
rolled
able
off my tongue. I'm sorry.
To do this long with you.
And the wonderful women of cannabis.
I'm the guest. I should be sitting in the middle if I'm the guest.
You know what? We have something surprised for when we get
ladies
off there.
Better. We just
see that couch right there? You see that couch?
Yes.
We have something with the couch and the ladies. So
okay, cool.
Stick around.
Talk about HR, right?
HR.
No, casting couch is TV. This is radio. We don't have to casting couch anything. No one can see us.
Bottom line, Dave is the CEO of KindPay. Check him out at getkindpay.com or on Instagram at getkindpay. And we also want to thank our lovely sponsors, Terpene Warehouse, Dope Minerals, Cali FX, Field Effects, Skinny Weed, we love you, Connector, and of course, G4 Live. It is going down the end of September and October. If you weren't at the last one, you missed a good one. And you guys know what time it is, right?
Dime time.
Dime
exactly.
Time.
Janae, dime time. Mark needs a new dime time. We already said on the last
one.
I know
we
you
got
sent
those
them a
coming,
new video.
But no one's taking my dime time.
He's smoking I was about shape to give it to you, Mark.
Mark's smoking shape vape today. He's going to get all sexy on us.
Uh-oh, no wonder.
Uh-oh. That shape vape.
Uh-oh, shape vape and some Cali effects.
He's doing it all.
Uh-oh.
So,
Get ready, wifey.
All these folks that help us out here at Cannabis Talk 101, we love you guys very much. So as we're talking to Dave, once again, CEO of KindPay, so many great questions.
Yeah.
What are we missing out, Dave, that you want to share with people? Or you know what I want to get to before? Because I want to know what the owner of a store, what does it take to get this? You said fill out an application, of course, 2 weeks process. What are my costs? What is somebody that sits there and goes, I want to have KindPay at my location. What does it cost me, Dave?
So from an upfront cost is...
All of the above. I mean, I like to be transparent with everything.
I'm gonna
unless
walk
you, unless
you
don't want to.
No.
But yeah. I want the audience to know what exactly you're
so
getting. What are the rates? What are this? So if I call them and waste my time, or it makes all the sense in the world.
Right.
I'm Joe Grande's dispensary, Dave with KindPay. I'm on your website. I see it all these locations out there. I filled out my applications. Yes. I'm 2 weeks in.
Let's say you're
I got approved.
You're approved.
Okay.
Okay,
walk me through
so
what's
now you
next.
Need now. Assuming we're not integrated into your point of sale, you would need a couple Android tablets. We rent them, sell them.
That being said, can you integrate with my POS system that I currently have?
As of today, we have the ability to. We have not integrated yet, but we are going to. We're already in conversations.
Okay, with which companies?
The BioTracks, the MJ Freeways, the Flow Hubs, Trees, whoever, you know.
Exactly. Whoever does their POS, you can possibly tap into that. But being on a tablet system, I go buy a tablet from Costco or on my phone.
You can rent them from me. I'll give you a couple usually. You can buy them. Whatever you want to do. So your only upfront cost is, let's call it a tablet or two. So $300.
Okay.
You have a bank account. It costs you $300 to get the tablets. Now you're accepting KindPay. It's free to your consumers. Now we do promotions, right? So we just hired Mary Jane, which is one of the best, if not the best.
We love them. Shout out to Mary Jane. We know them.
So with the bank account, does it cost me anything to get that bank account?
Yes. The bank account costs you a couple $100 a month. However, if you do $50,000 a month in revenue through KindPay, there's no banking fees.
So
the average dispensary does $200,000. If you're putting 25% of your revenue through KindPay, you have no bank cost.
So all I have to do is do the processing of $50,000 a month, and that processing is going to that bank. And if I'm doing $75,000 in processing, my bank account then is free.
Correct.
What are the fees?
We start at 4.99%. There's no other bullshit on top of that. We also give multi-store discounts and volume discounts.
4.99. Can I push that on to the consumer?
I would hope that you wouldn't because...
But can I?
You can do anything you want to do at the store level, but listen.
And to give people the idea of what that means...
We're going
to
argue about this.
No. I'm doing this for the CEOs that are listening going, maybe I want to do this.
Yeah.
Right? And so everybody that goes to the dispensary, if you go to that ATM right there that's at the dispensary, you're being hit for $5, right? About $3.50 to $5.
Yeah.
So $3.50 to $5. So my point is a lot of these companies, and I'm sitting here... I'm not sticking up right now for the consumer. I'm sticking up for the merchant right now, saying the merchant then would put that cost on, and that's why I'm asking Dave, can you have the ability to do that? Meaning, folks, even when you go to restaurants nowadays and you use your credit card, they're putting that charge on you. So a lot of people out there, companies, are doing this. So it's not like, oh, it's a bad thing. But I shouldn't. A lot of these
dispensaries are already paying so much anyways. If you're going to come in there and use a credit card, which on this app, you're more than likely using the credit card, they may have that ability to do that. And so that's why I'm saying it for the owner, so, you have the ability to do that.
So my answer to you is, I would encourage you not to charge the consumer or pass on the cost, but obviously as the business owner, you're free to do whatever you want to do. But here's the question I would ask you. We are showing over our 90-day runway so far in the three different states, and I can walk you through each different state if you want, but on average, 42 to 55% increase in shopping cart. So would you pay 5% for 50%? I think you would.
You don't have to convince me. I think
this
is the best
thing
ever. I'm
convincing
the CEOs out there. Yeah, no, I agree with it 100%, Dave, but I think that a lot of CEOs that I've talked to in the beginning still are hesitant on it as well. And still, that's why I vetted you out, talked to you a lot, looked at it, and it took you a while to even get on the show here.
Yeah.
Because, and now hearing a question like this is, in my opinion, a good thing for the owner. Would you want to do that? You know, of course you would want to make more money. But a lot of people, because they've had these happen and the money gets held, which goes to my next question, when does that drop happen?
What drop?
The money drop.
It's real time, buddy. It happens right away.
Ooh, that's nice. That, folks, means in the world of transactions, meaning
There's a company makes
$100,000 that day, and if he's saying real time and I just bought $200, that $200 is going straight to my bank account real time, which is great for you owners out there, because usually, even in regular business, it's about a two-day drop.
Because you're batching at the end of the day.
Yeah, you got to batch out. So for this to happen on real time is pretty fantastic.
We tried really hard. But to come back to the pricing, because this is important to me, we argue internally about this topic. That's why I want to bring it back up. If we can increase the shopping carts, which we're seeing right now, and it's tremendous, right?
Well, credit cards are, it's a fact. And
it's a fact.
Any business, whatever it is,
but
gas,
I will tell you,
fucking food,
whatever. We do have merchants that charge $3 service fee. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And in my opinion, I think as they should, if that's what they feel is right. And if you don't want to do that, then pull the cash out of your wallet, go to that ATM and spend your money, or take that time. Or like, so my point is $3 worth your time to go down the street, get the money, steal it from your mom's wallet like Janae's son does, or whatever else you got to do?
But I'll tell, but where I am, honestly, I mean, I'm just being completely honest, where my head, where I am in my own head, and I think about this too much, right, is let's normalize the industry. Everyone wants the Safe Banking Act. Everybody wants federal legalization.
And that
everybody
being said, wants, that 4.9% is going to drop down a lot.
Well, I mean, Square charges 4.2 for CBD, which is legal. Okay, so 4.99 before your multi-store and before your volume discount is not egregious, first of all. But if we can increase the shopping carts, therefore increasing your bottom line, right, the $3 becomes minimal.
I'm a fan. I like it. I think it works. I've seen it work in dispensaries. I mean, a lot of them had it before it all got shut down, which was the debit card processing.
Sure.
But this right here is bigger because you're using credit cards. You got to have that app, which is great because it's on your phone.
Yep.
A lot of times when it was links before, it was a card. People would forget the card. That was the biggest complaint that I got from a lot of people that had links going, oh, what's your biggest complaint? The stoners forget the cards.
Of course.
So they can't use it. This is on your phone. Most people don't forget their phone, which is key. So that's what else I like about this.
I think the important topics are it's transparent. There's no offshoring. There's no miscoding, right? And everyone in the ecosystem is banked.
I just find it crazy that Texas is doing it, a Texas bank. Now I'm a consumer, I'm a merchant, I own my business that does this. I need to get my cash out. How can I go? Yes.
A consumer, I'm sorry.
No, I have a bank account with you. I'm a business owner.
Okay. Yep.
And Joe Grande's dispensary now needs to pull out $60,000 cash tomorrow.
Sure.
How do I do that?
If it was a Monday, you put a request into the bank and you'd have an armor car drop the cash off probably by Wednesday.
And then you swing by my house right after.
Yes. And then
they take you out,
lunch.
Right? We're going to the alleys.
Now I'm popular.
I'm going right to the dispensary, actually. You're getting all your money back.
A two-day turnaround?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
anywhere in the country?
Yeah.
Now I got a question. What if I don't want cash?
Yeah.
What if I want to put in somewhere else?
That should be an electronic transaction, right?
Right.
You can write yourself a check.
You have a check.
You can ACH. You can wire your money to whoever you want to wire your money to.
And with that bank account, Joe Grande's dispensary would be a bank account with Joe Grande's dispensary?
There's
fully transparent like that.
There's no bullshit here, seriously. Yeah, no bullshit, no layers. Joe Grande, you can write checks, you get a debit card, you want to apply for a credit card, apply for a credit card, you want to apply for a loan, apply for... You get a true banking relationship.
I could fill my Starbucks card with that money?
No, I don't think you could do that.
You can't wire that over? That'd be great.
Well, you could use
just want my coffee and cannabis all in the same place. Okay?
But I also say, this bank, you know, we're in-depth conversations. Obviously, we want to see how KindPay goes, and we're all bullish on it. But we're getting ready to start talking about payroll services, about 401k, which is not offered in this industry.
I need that.
There you go. Awesome. People need this stuff.
That's good.
Why wait?
I don't want to wait.
No one should wait.
Started thinking about this stuff this year, so maybe you're here for me.
Okay, time is everything.
Before we get to the high five, of course, he's the CEO of KindPay at getkindpay.com. I don't know why that get fucking throws me off.
Get with it, Joe, you big idiot.
Get KindPay. Yeah.
Thank you. Getkindpay.com is the website. Is there anything else I'm missing before we get to the high five with you, brother?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think we really went in on them hard.
Joy's insulted. Joy's insulted that she's in blue spot and you didn't announce her, our little sidekick.
Yeah,
but
she's been
that.
Wonderful, by the way. She hasn't even, you know.
You should see her kitty cat.
Joy's chilling.
Always high.
Well, it's now time for the high five with David, the CEO of KindPay. Question number one, David, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis and where'd you get it from?
So seventh grade.
Okay.
Best friend, older brother.
Your best friend's older brother.
Absolutely.
And where were you at?
We were in his house.
Isn't it like always the best friend's over brother? I swear that's like where everyone gets their weed from.
It was my oldest brother, exactly.
Well, when you're in seventh grade, we weren't that resourceful, right?
I got it from mine.
All right, so what is your favorite way to smoke cannabis?
That's a great question. And I would say before I moved out west, it was 100%, you know, smoking a joint or smoking a bowl or smoking a bong. Based upon my personal lifestyle today, I vape more than I do anything
else. Yes. What time is it?
Dime time.
See, so number three, what is the craziest place you ever smoked or used cannabis?
State Capitol.
Really?
Ooh.
California or
no.
Where?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, really? Ooh.
Yeah. You know, we had.
You went running up the rocky stairs and said, fuck it, let's go.
I'm an old real estate developer, and we had to go up there for some, you know, lobbying for some, you know.
What year?
Grants or whatever. It had to be it was probably 09, 10, around that time. And, you know, we were walking into the state capitol. We drove up, we were wasted. And I realized I still had my bowl in my pocket and had to throw it out before the security guard.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go.
Whoa.
Wow.
Do I get a prize?
Been there.
No. You do.
Been there.
Sit down.
You do a free Cali Fix vape pen.
Yep, still do that. Wow, that was yesterday.
Put the music on, Pitt. Here we go.
All right, question number four of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five with David Dinnenberg, founder and CEO of KindPay. What is your go-to munchies after you get high?
You know, God, man. When I moved out here, I was 235 pounds. I'm down to 185 now.
Congratulations.
So it's kind of, you know, a vague question for me. But
kale chips.
I'll be very stereotypical and tell you, I always enjoy a good Dorito and I always enjoy a good Ben and Jerry, man.
Jerry, what flavor? Which one?
I'm an old-fashioned guy. Chocolate chip cookie dough is a winner all day.
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
But Netflix and chill is pretty fucking good.
I just saw that the other day. I haven't tried it yet.
But what about the Dorito? Good. Is it ranch or is it just
cheese? I'm a regular Dorito dude. Cheese.
You know what's funny is when you said that, my mind's just chomping on right now. I think I need more skinny weed.
Take that skinny weed or take that shape vape.
So question number five. Go ahead. You got something to say?
I'm saying now it's more bullshit. It's like fruit and peanuts and bullshit.
Well, you know, that's good stuff, though. There's no problem.
We all got to eat.
We all got to eat a lot of nuts.
Right.
Question number five with a high five. I know Blue's just looking at me right now going, I got some nuts for you. If you could smoke with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Yeah, oh my God. I think I would have to go with Bob Marley.
Ooh, yes. Bob Marley. I like that one.
That'd be the concert I'd want to see too.
Yes, I'll go with you.
So let's just hang out and smoke pot and listen to music and chill with Bob.
No brother, no crime.
Bob's always one of the greatest of just.
And
I
hate to be stereotypical, but it's the truth, man.
It's good. It's not a bad. There's not a bad answer. No. Period. I mean, you know, some people think of family members or Bob Marley or Snoop or
Snoop,
you know, there's a lot of people.
KindPay.com.
Check them out, you guys. Anything else, ladies, that you want to ask them? All three of you.
Leave David alone. That's our guest.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Where do I sign up for? And how much am I getting in 2 days? And what did I hear?
When do I get
No, you're getting the money in
that
lifetime. There's a lot of good.
What do you call, you get to drive around, a truck drops off money, and then you get to go get cannabis? Like, yeah.
Like, this company you created is, like, life-changing, though. It's a huge necessity. So it's, like, an honor to be sitting next to you. This is really cool to hear.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see about it. Like I said, a good friend of mine, Dave, introduced me to David. And we were talking about it for a while, and I kept looking at it.
And you beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, I did. You handled it very well, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for answering every question that I want to have, because you know what? These are the things that, in my opinion, that the owners want the answers to.
Need to know.
And the consumers want to
I'll tell you a cool thing is, when we have these meetings, right, and whether it's a demo and it's video or we just talk on the phone, at the end of the conversation, I get a lot of what you just said, which is you answered every question and didn't punt. And
Well, if you do an interview with people who are just being, you know, pussyfoot around, oh, great, get carpet, go. It's like, no, I want to know exactly how it works. I'm going to ask you all these questions because we've seen the industry.
Absolutely.
We're in the cannabis industry. Yes. We've seen
them come and go.
Yeah.
Come and go.
And they keep coming and going, and hopefully yours sticks around for a long time and the feds don't shut down this bank in Texas. But that being said, that it's in Texas.
Stop saying that out loud.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.